song this morning from my girlfriend, Ella.
Oh, is she your girlfriend now? She's a little young for you.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Probably true.
Strike that. I digress.
She's, oh, yeah, you would be digressing. Woo!
Got the joke of the day from Avon B today already.
It's Friday! All right.
Oh, another 20 hours left of the day. Mm. I mean the work day.
20.
Yeah.
Well.
Why can't pirates ever finish the alphabet?
Oh, I don't know. Why can't pirates ever finish the alphabet?
Because they get lost at sea.
They get lost at sea.
That's a pretty good one.
That is a good one. I like it.
We'll give her a 8 out of 10 on that
How
one.
How about a B plus?
Texas Tech girls softball team beat Mississippi State yesterday 8 to nothing. They're working their way into the winner's bracket.
Oh, winner's bracket. All right.
That's pretty cool.
Good for them.
And I don't know if it was true, but there was like a story about some lady getting punched at the game from some guy at that softball game.
A woman got punched?
In the stands.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. Let me look that up.
I don't know if it's true, but I think it is. Shocking video, a male Mississippi State fan hits a female Texas Tech fan in the ugly game after Tech wins 8 to nothing. It shows him punching her in the face. I don't know.
Oh.
In the World Series double elimination round yesterday.
Let's see. Fan ejections rather than official legal assault. I just put woman assaulted.
So it looks like
during
it's
the
true.
NCAA Super Regional between Texas Tech and the Florida Gators, a verbal and physical altercation occurred in the stands involving Florida supporters and the family of Texas Tech player Mia Williams. A Florida fan reportedly heckled Mia Williams' father and got into an altercation with family members. The fan involved was ejected from the stadium by security. Wow. The series was highly heated. Earlier in the matchup, Williams, a former Florida player, had been hit by a pitch multiple times, which escalated hostilities between both teams and their respective fan bases. The matchup ended in a 16-7 victory for Texas Tech, with additional post-game tension as the Florida team bypassed the traditional handshake line. So, sounds like poor sportsmanship. Woo!
Happy 70th birthday today to Lisa Wheelchair.
Lisa Wheelchair? Are you mispronouncing somebody's name again?
I probably am.
Let me see that.
Remember her? She was on Mickey Mouse and stuff.
Oh, yeah, she was on, she was on that show with the old lady with the
Facts
arm.
Of Life.
Facts of Life,
1979, 1988. Guess where she was born?
I have no idea.
Born May 29th, 1963 in Littlefield.
Texas?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
Blair Warner, Facts of Life.
Blair Warner, born in Littlefield?
She played Blair Warner on the TV show.
Yes, but what is the actress's name?
Lisa Wheelshell or Shell. I don't know what the hell it is.
Welshell?
Welshell, that's what it is.
Okay. Interesting.
Yep. Mickey Mouse Club, also a speaker, an author. And
wow.
She was on Survivor.
Was she?
On the Philippine Survivor show.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow, I had no idea.
She worked part-time at Lowe's supermarkets.
Well, I'm sure she did.
I had no idea she was born there.
She was a Mouseketeer.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It says Littlefield, 1963.
That is interesting.
I had no idea.
Me either. I know.
Facts of Life show from 79 to 88. That was
really?
A good show.
Was that 79 to 88? Wow. That had a good run.
Yeah. The old lady on there, I forget her name.
Yes, I
Can you believe she's 70 years old? Jeez.
That's... Interesting. I'm still looking her up.
She did part-time work for Waylon Jennings.
Ooh, Waylon Jennings.
There's a story that Matthew Stafford has retired.
I saw a story that said he got another contract extension.
That's what I heard. And then he said a few days later, after he signed that contract, he said he's going to retire.
So she was born in Littlefield, but she grew up in Fort Worth.
Oh.
Yeah. She got out of there as fast as she could. Went to Fort Worth.
She worked at the Levi Strauss plant,
whatever
it was.
Went to California to become an actress and, you know.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Born that. They got two successful people there,
so
Waylon Jennings and her.
There you go. Matthew Stafford.
He did sign a contract extension.
News.
And then he said
Matthew
he's going to retire.
Matthew Stafford understands Rams drafting Ty Simpson. I'm not 25 years old.
Huh.
No, it doesn't say anything about him retiring.
He should, though. He's old.
He should, yes. He absolutely should.
All right, today at the coffee shop, lunchtime, the croissant sandwich, turkey, bacon, pepper jack cheese, lettuce, tomato, ranch dressing, chips, pickles, all sorts of stuff.
That sounds yummy.
At the old coffee shop today.
I love croissants. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
I had a half a jar of pickles yesterday.
Yeah, you got the little chicken, popcorn chicken at your favorite store yesterday, and a jar of pickles. So you ate most of the popcorn chicken, and then you ate half the jar of pickles and drank half of the pickle juice. And then this morning you said, I don't know if that chicken agreed with me. And I'm like, it couldn't have been the half a jar of pickles. I don't know.
Down on the old juice, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have any cramps last night.
Nope. ABC 7 News reports 7 people got stuck on a roller coaster 100 feet in the air in Galveston yesterday.
100 feet?
And look, they're going up the thing.
Oh, are they upside down?
No, but they're going like this.
Oh, and then they're stuck.
They're
oh my
stuck.
Gosh, I'd be freaking out.
The old fire department had to get their big lift out and try to get them out of there.
Freaking out.
If you move the bar, you're going to fall out. So
let me see. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
You're looking at the sky.
Yeah. You know, when I was younger, I loved to go on all those rides on, except the ones that went around, the spinny rides. I couldn't go on those. Those would get me sick. But I loved doing stuff like that. And now, not so much.
Happy 92nd birthday to Tom Skerritt.
Tom Skerritt?
Yep.
What did he do?
He's been in the film and television industry.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. 92 years old. He married some young chick. She's about 35.
Ooh, 35.
And 82. Happy 82nd birthday to Sandra Locke.
Oh, Sandra.
The American actress known for her Oscar nomination and debut in The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
Oh, really?
Back in 1968. She also was in a movie with Clint Eastwood and the outlaw Josie Wales.
So, you know the lady that was on Facts of Life?
Yeah, the old lady.
Charlotte Ray?
Yeah.
She died 8 years ago.
Really? How old? 90?
92.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah.
News Channel 10 reports this morning that Emerald Police arrested a man following a road rage incident late Wednesday afternoon.
A young man, too.
They say about noon Wednesday, officers responded to the area of Southwest 48th near John Stiff Park on reports of a road rage incident. The victim told officers they were being chased by another vehicle near 34th and Coulter when the driver pointed a handgun at him.
Oh my gosh, really?
Officials say the victim was able to provide the video of the incident. During the investigation by the Emerald Police Department and sheriffs, they found the suspect identified as 22-year-old Demonce Woods. He was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and unlawfully carrying a weapon. He's in the Randall County Jail.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people need to learn how to deal with their anger a little bit better than that.
Pointing guns at people? Come on.
Really, just because, you know, people do make get you frustrated when you're driving. Get it out and move on and forget about it. Don't even.
That happens every day.
Happens all the time.
Well, the top five places where people steal boats. You ready?
Boats?
Yeah, boats.
Boats.
Like, you know, you get in, drive around the lake.
Places. We are here in the Texas Panhandle, and we're worried about people stealing boats. Let's go.
Well, no.
Here
number,
we go.
Number three is Texas.
Oh, it is?
In the top five in the country.
Okay.
Not here, but down there in the central and
right,
south.
Right, where there's water.
Where there's water.
We don't have that here.
354 thefts last year on boats in Texas.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Ranked third. California was second with 656. And Florida had almost 900 people stealing boats.
Woo! 900 boats stolen in Florida. I guess you don't want to have your boat there.
Number four, Washington State, 205 thefts.
205.
In North Carolina, 127 boats were stolen.
Wow. Somehow they're keeping their numbers down.
According to Lone Star Tracking.
Oh, Lone Star Tracking. Get a GPS on your boat.
Hello to Grayson McMillan today.
Oh, Grayson. How is Grayson doing?
He was a Plainview Bulldog standout. He's signed with Garden City Community College to continue his baseball career and study business up there at Garden City, Kansas.
Good luck to him.
Yeah, we knew a girl that went to Garden City, Kansas, I think. Wasn't that Kylie or whatever her name was?
No, she went to Oklahoma.
Oh. Somebody went to Garden City. Oh, what's her face? Lisa's kid in Plainview went there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What is her name? I can't. Davis. No? Yeah?
Yeah, Davis.
Yeah.
Lisa Davis's kid.
Yeah.
I want you to read this joke because I might mess up the word, okay?
You want me to read the
this
joke?
This is a woman joke here.
A
don't,
woman's
don't mess
joke.
Up the thing now.
Oh, I don't think I can read that.
Oh, I thought I was going to trick you there.
I think that would come out wrong, and we might get in trouble for that. Yeah, I'm not reading that. No, no.
You want
no.
me to try?
No, I don't.
An
want
Irish
you to
woman
try.
Is cleaning her husband's rifle and accidentally shot him.
Well, let just say, he's my blanking husband.
Okay, well, we'll skip that. GPS data shows that Brian Hooker's account of his wife's disappearance before she jumps out of the boat is not exactly how it was.
Not supporting the story he's given.
She
yes.
fell from the dinghy in the Bahamas.
That's what
the dang
hear.
Dinghy.
That dang dinghy.
Get
that
you every
thing,
time.
I tell you what, it will.
So we'll see what happens there. That we thought something was sketchy anyway.
Well, it is not. It just doesn't make sense. A lot of people in her family say she was an excellent
swimmer,
and she was a very experienced sailor. And the likelihood of that story being true is pretty low.
They said after that happened, Brian Hooker went to the local farmer's insurance agency and
cashed in on
bucks.
The life insurance policy.
So, name a brand of television that your family owned when you were growing up. Can you remember what TV?
Zenith.
Guess what we had.
What'd you have?
Richard D. would not buy nothing else but an RCA.
I was going to say RCA.
Only the best.
My dad said Zenith was the best.
RCA was better than Zenith.
Well, not according
Zenith
to my
crap.
Dad. It wasn't.
Where was Zenith made anywhere, anyway?
I don't know. Where was Zenith? Let's look up Zenith. I know we've looked this up before.
I don't think so.
I do recall doing that.
Didn't Thomas Edison invent the TV?
Thomas Edison. He invented a lot of stuff.
Remember the days, huh?
Let's see. Zenith Electronics. Formerly Chicago Radio Labs, then Zenith Radio Company, then Zenith Electronics. So I'm guessing it started in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. Founded a Chicago Radio Labs in Chicago, Illinois.
Remember the days when we fell asleep to box fans in the windows, crickets, and summer air?
Right. When we used to have fans in the windows to create a cool draft in the house. And we slept just fine. Now we have to turn the air down to 60 degrees so we can sleep under four blankets and be nice and comfy.
You know Tony Rizzo?
Who?
Tony Rizzo. He grew up in Bound Brook, New Jersey.
That name sounds familiar.
He had a little survey on the old news docket today.
Oh, really?
How many of these things have you done in your life? Been water skiing. Have you been water skiing?
I have. I have water skied, yes.
I did that once.
One time.
With Debbie.
Not Debbie Dunning.
No. Debbie Dunning. No, if I would did it with her, I wouldn't have come back.
That's the truth.
You know, she makes a couple bucks.
She does have a little bit of cash.
Another one is rode a horse.
I have ridden more than one horse, yes.
Been scuba diving.
Scuba diving...
In, like, you know, a pond or something.
Like with the little tube that comes out of your
mouth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that.
Lived on your own.
Done that, too.
Been in a limousine.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
Oh, I have.
Never been in something like that. Traveled alone.
I have traveled alone.
Mm-hmm. Retired.
Not yet. I'm working on that.
Skip school.
I did that once.
What'd you do?
I got in trouble.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you got caught then.
I did.
Flown in a helicopter.
Never. And never will.
Been on a cruise.
Yes. Been on a cruise.
Been on TV.
I have also been on TV. So have you.
Numerous times.
A few times.
Been to a drive-in movie.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that all the time.
We used to do car hopping at drive-ins.
Yes. That was fun.
It's like, hey, who are you? Rode on a motorcycle.
Yep, ridden on a motorcycle. Yeah. I got burned by the exhaust pipe.
Wasn't with me.
No.
Do you not wear shorts on a motorcycle?
Well, I was running. I was out running, and this guy that I went to school with came up and said, hey, you want to ride? Because I didn't really want to finish the run, so it was actually during practice, cross-country practice. So I had shorts on, and I burned my leg.
That's what you get for cheating.
I know, and I got in trouble for that, too.
You did?
With my coach, yes.
Rode an elephant.
No, I don't think I've ever ridden an elephant.
Driven a stick shift.
Oh, yeah, that's what I learned on. I learned how to drive a stick shift.
Got a speeding ticket.
Oh, a couple of those. Probably two or three.
Graduated from college.
Yes, I did that, too.
Yeah? Sang karaoke.
Oh, yes, I've sang karaoke. You haven't done that.
No, somebody wanted me to, and Mary did in Denver, but I wouldn't do it.
Oh, Mary.
Mary from San Antonio.
Yes.
I said, here's my recliner. You want it? Yeah, okay, there you go.
All your girlfriends.
No, that wasn't no girlfriend.
Your sordid past.
No, she was fun. I told you what she said.
I don't remember. You'll have to tell me again. I have no idea what she said.
I can't tell you now, but I'll tell you later.
Is she the one that said I could fall for you?
No, that was Kelly.
That was Kelly.
Not Mary, that was Kelly. Come on.
Kelly Get and Debbie right. Dunning are in the same category.
Been to Tahiti.
No, never been to Tahiti.
Swam in the Caribbean.
Nope.
No?
No.
Been to Las Vegas.
Yes, been to Las Vegas.
Rode in an ambulance.
No, I've been in one, but I've never ridden in one.
Really, you've been in
yeah.
one? Yeah. Fallen in love.
Fallen in love.
That's on the list.
Well, I guess I have.
Wow.
Yes, I have definitely fallen in love.
More than once.
More than once.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't. This is the only time.
You haven't? What do you mean you haven't? If this is the only
time,
then
you have.
No,
this is the only time. Before this, that wasn't the case.
Oh, okay.
See?
Okay.
Donated blood.
I tried to do that once. I did. And my veins are really hard to find. And the guy didn't find my vein. And it didn't work. So I've never tried again because it's kind of just, you know.
Got a tattoo.
Never. And never will.
Broke a bone.
Yep. Broke my collarbone.
Oh, yeah. So that's just a few of the things that your buddy Tony.
And shattered a few vertebrae in my neck as well.
Your neck?
Yes.
When was that?
When I fell.
Oh.
You remember that. Are we done with the list? It's getting boring.
No, there's more, but I'm not going to keep going
Thank
through
you.
Those things.
Thank you.
Who's Kylie Minogue, or whatever her name is? 58 years old.
Kylie, let me
see. M-I-N-O-G-U-E. She must be an actress.
Kylie Minogue.
Who's
She's
that?
A singer.
She is?
Yes. Really?
I have no idea. What does she sing?
Oh.
Minogue. That's a dumb name.
Kylie Minogue, she's an Australian singer.
Oh, well, she's 58 today.
Yes. Well, no, yesterday.
I've never heard of her.
Yesterday she was 58. Yeah. Okay, Kylie Minogue songs.
Songs?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Can't Get You Out of My Head, Chiggy Wiggy.
Huh?
I haven't heard
Chiggy
of that
Wiggy.
One.
Chiggy Wiggy?
She sang The Locomotion.
She did?
Back in 87, yes.
Oh.
Which was a cover song.
I thought that was Grand Funk Railroad.
It was a big hit for her. The Locomotion, yes.
What was Lorenzo Lamas' father's name?
I have no idea.
Fernando Lamas.
My name is Fernando, and this is my son, Lorenzo.
Isn't he dating Heather Locklear?
Heather Locklear, yes. Ugh. Now, that is quite a pairing.
They'll
there.
Be in jail soon, I bet.
He's been... How many times? Been married
seven or
divorced.
Eight.
Yeah.
Nine, ten, I don't know.
Lorenzo.
Melissa Gilbert, 61, and Melissa Sue Anderson is 63 now from the old Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
10 times.
Lorenzo Lamas has been married 6 times.
Six times?
And he had a partner, quote-unquote, from 86 to 88, and now it's Heather Locklear. So that is 8 total.
She's a disaster.
Yeah,
so
oh,
is
yeah.
he.
They both are. So this should be interesting to see how this turns out. And then the kind of hateful things they say about each other when it ends.
AccuWeather said 274 climbers reached the summit of Mount Everest on May 20th.
You know, there was a picture of that somewhere, that it was like a record day.
Yep, record.
They all reached the summit.
Man.
Unbelievable.
That looks a little scary to me.
That looks very scary. And I just don't think I want to suffer without oxygen that long.
One slip of the ice pick, you're done. You know? Wow. 274. That's too many.
That's a lot of people.
Randall County responded to a grass fire south of Canyon yesterday, and now that fire has been put out, according to Channel 4 News.
That's hard to believe that there was even a fire, because it's been so wet. But
well, you know, it takes a lot of rain to mess up.
It probably didn't spread as easy as some of the others.
49% of renters spend 30% of their income on housing. Guess where it is?
On housing?
Well, they spend a lot of their money just to rent something.
I don't
There's
know.
There's four states that are in the top four in the country.
California.
Yep.
New York.
Nope.
Hmm.
California, Nevada, Colorado, and Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay.
So don't move there, because you'll be broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, renting is just throwing money away.
Well, mm-hmm. That's just a waste of money.
Why not just move in with your dad and change and transfer the name on the house to you, so it's not his house
How do you think
anymore?
He goes to Sonic every afternoon? He has extra money.
Don't bother getting any care for him. Just let him wander around town until he dies, you know?
Yeah, well, you know how it is.
That's what some people do.
You know who Nancy Sinatra is?
Frank Sinatra's daughter? Really?
Yeah, well, she's in the news. I don't know nothing about Frank.
Yeah, you know Nancy Sinatra. She had a big hit song back in like the 60s.
What's she sing?
I'm looking it up. I don't remember.
You know what she said about President Donald
Wasn't
Trump?
It, these boots were made for walking. These boots were made for walking.
Guess what she said about President Trump?
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't like him.
Trump reminds me of a dog lifting his leg to mark his territory.
Ooh, wow. Mm-hmm. That was...
He has lots of animal behavior, she said. Just bomb those people. Heck with it. Hey,
yes.
Troy Aikman is helping out the Miami Dolphins now.
Oh, really? What is Troy Aikman doing in Miami?
He's helping them find a search for a new head coach and general manager.
Oh, he is?
Because Jerry Jones won't hire him to do nothing for the Cowboys.
Well, Troy Aikman takes every opportunity he can to bash Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Although he played for them, but he's very honest about what's going on there, and we do appreciate that.
Troy wanted to have a setup like John Elway did when he quit. He got to be the GM and stuff for the Broncos.
Right.
And Troy said, you know what? It ain't going to happen in Dallas. As long as Jerry Jones is
Jerry
in control.
Jerry is the GM,
yep.
And he will always be the GM until he doesn't exist in this world anymore.
Yep. But he really wanted to do stuff for the Cowboys, but they didn't have any interest. They said, send me your resume.
Well, you know.
You got your fancy shirt on today.
Well, I got my fancy shirt. I got, you know.
Don't waste all that money on holiday decorations.
Don't spend all that money on
one
her.
Flash.
Yeah.
From June 9th till July 14th, it's Terrific Tuesday at the old library here.
Terrific Tuesday at the library, yeah.
Story time, fun activities at 4 o'clock starting June 9th.
You know, libraries are such good places. It's a good place for your kids to become familiar with.
Wildorado ISD is excited to announce DJ Howell is the new athletic director and head football coach up there at Wildorado.
I thought this was a DJ, not when you said DJ Howell. I'm like, oh, what are they doing? That's his name.
Coach Howell brings more than 25 years of coaching experience to the Texas Panhandle.
All right.
To Mustang Nation.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. That's pretty cool. I like it. I like to see people come up to the small towns.
Yes, yes, and this time of year, people are moving around.
It says Jonathan Cain is leaving Journey.
Yes, yes, he is. This is the final tour for them. He has announced that he's leaving.
He said, why continue to repeat ourselves?
They've been repeating themselves for 40 years.
45 years.
Yes.
Yep. The final frontier tour.
But they still sell out the stadiums and people still sing their songs. Why not keep doing it?
I think they're going to keep doing it. You can't run away from the money.
Don't stop believing.
So two hikers in Glacier National Park got you-know-what scared out of them yesterday.
Oh, they got the you-know-what.
A couple of grizzly bears over there at Glacier were chasing them.
Chasing them?
They were faced with two grizzly bears hiking.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the dudes sprayed some bear spray at it, and it ran off.
So it does work.
Yep.
I'm sure he was wondering.
Then another one showed up.
Oh, my gosh.
And kind of stared at him and then just left.
So maybe they're just waking up from their winter sleep and they're extra hungry
or
something?
The winter solstice.
Was it at Glacier or was it just recently
Yellowstone.
That somebody got attacked by
Yellowstone
a,
got attacked.
Yellowstone. Okay.
Now, this is Glacier.
Okay.
Or as Bear Grizzly says, Glacier or something.
No, he says Glacier.
Or
something like that. It's a glacier.
So a two-year-old in Colorado is fighting for her life right now.
What happened?
She got bit by a rattlesnake in Bennett, Colorado.
No.
You know where Bennett is, don't you?
I have no idea.
It's east of northeast of Denver.
Northeast of Denver.
Almost straight east of Denver.
So where is Fort Morgan from Denver?
Northeast.
It's northeast. Okay.
So she's in the hospital after getting bit in Bennett.
2 years old?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
A long road to recovery after a rattlesnake bite in Bennett.
Well, and she's so little that the venom just goes right through her. Oh, that's awful.
So you got to watch out walking around.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
Devon from Dumas. I like that. Devon from Dumas.
Devon from Dumas.
Over 100 farmers showed up to talk with the Federal Trade Commission chairman yesterday about the problem with the fertilizer situation.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The highly consolidated nature of the fertilizer business.
Now, there was a story yesterday about they're changing the rules for the truck drivers delivering the fertilizer, but I don't know how that's going to affect the price.
Well, Chuck, give them a call on the
from
old Newsline.
From now
until
August 26th, they're going to waive the restrictions on truck drivers. You know how they have to, they drive 8 hours, they have to rest. They're taking that away.
So, really?
Just for fertilizer delivery.
Huh, that's interesting.
It is interesting, but I don't know how that affects the price. Because the price is the problem, not necessarily the delivery.
Well, ask Morgan Wallen, he knows.
He knows everything. If I'm the problem, you might be the reason.
Jeez. Oh, man. Hello to, I don't want to say that.
No, you don't want to say
you
that.
You know who I was going to say.
No, I don't know who you're going to say, but I'm just saying you don't want to say
that. This person listens.
Oh.
So I can't say it.
Oh.
We talked about this yesterday at the coffee shop.
We did?
Marriage therapist reveals top complaint about women about their husbands.
Oh, we did talk about this yesterday. This is interesting. And when I explained it to you, it made sense. So go ahead.
A Minnesota therapist focused on couples on the brink of divorce.
Yes, marriage and family counselor.
One of the top things I hear from women all the time is their husbands are waiting for them to tell them what needs to be done.
Yep. That's what they're waiting for.
Instead of doing it, just think, you know.
Yep.
Well, what should I do?
When the sink's full of dishes, don't wait for her to tell you to wash them.
Wait till she gets off work so she can wash them.
Yep. When the trash can's full of trash and it's overflowing, don't wait for her to say, hey, can you take out the trash? Just go ahead and do it.
She said active responsibility would be you looking around the house for things you could do and take responsibility for
yes.
things that need to happen within the house.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's that whole thing with the person who says, I will help with housework. No, 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 no. You're not helping. You're doing.
This video has been looked at.
When you live here, yes.
1.5 million times.
I'll bet. Mostly by women.
So I wonder what's wrong with that picture.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. It's just one of those things. That
somebody says.
Lifelong issues for women in that department.
Somebody says, are all men the same? My husband says, just ask and I'll do anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to ask. We're supposed to be partners, a frustrated wife replied in capital letters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just ask. No.
Spouses are not project managers.
That's right.
The other spouse should see what needs to be done and do it.
Now, when your kids are at home, you're a project manager. You're the parent, they're the child, you're managing the project. But that's not how it's supposed to work with your spouse. You know.
What's for supper, anyway?
What's for dinner? What's for supper?
You've been in the house for 29 seconds.
You've been here for 6 hours. What'd you make? You know,
that's a classic.
That is a classic, and it is absolutely 1,000% true.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So there's supposed to be a chance of rain today, it says.
Well, when I asked Alexa about the weather this morning, she said a chance of thunderstorms. So, and, you know, yesterday, we walked yesterday afternoon. It was pretty hot out, and you can feel it in the air, right? You can feel the moisture.
So we got to say hello to Denny London today. No, Denny Long.
Denny Long. Who is Denny?
He started in 1971 at CCO. WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, it's a radio station.
Yeah.
Okay.
55 years at CCO.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's a long time. Well, that guy in New Jersey that was retiring after 50-some years in radio and 30 years at that, it was a public radio station, but still.
I'm getting response from listeners that I didn't even know were out there. Very gratifying, to say the least.
Yes.
CCO, the 50,000-watt blowtorch of Minneapolis, St. Paul, News Talk 830.
Everybody has their time, and they got to move on to the next person.
News Talk 830.
Ooh, News Talk.
50,000 kilowatts.
50,000 watts.
That's pretty cool.
We're at half a kilowatt.
Well, here anyway. So there's another dude that worked longer at CCO than him. Another guy by the name of Sid Hartman worked there for 65 years.
So who owns this radio station?
Guess Odyssey.
Oh, really?
Odyssey.
And they haven't fired these people already?
Well, they tried a couple times and they got sued or something. I don't know.
Because those radios, those radio owners usually clean house when they take over.
So when I started working at the radio station, I had about 15 people there back, over 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it took about two weeks to get introduced to all the staff. There was like 100 people working there.
100?
After that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
At CCO.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
That's big time.
Oh, 50,000 watt blowtorch.
You don't find radio stations employing that many people anymore.
He grew up in the Northeast, he said.
Oh, the Northeast.
Yep. He went to the University of Minnesota.
He's a Yankee.
He said, they asked, was radio in your plan? He said, not really. As a kid, I loved music when I was in grade school, and I lived across the street from a grade school. I'd bring my sister's little 45 record player to school.
Oh.
He'd pretend to be a disc jockey.
Oh. Early signs of what was to come.
He volunteered at the University of Minnesota radio station.
Don't they all volunteer in college? Isn't it a volunteer basis?
Yep. Then he dropped out of law enforcement studies at University of Minnesota and enrolled in the Brown's Institute of Broadcasting in Minnesota.
Oh.
In Minneapolis.
You've mentioned that before.
Hey, this ain't even the worst part. You ready for this?
Mm.
So Brown Institute was right up there where Iowa Central was. It was like number two, and Iowa Central was number one.
Uh-huh.
So in 1964, after he got his radio certificate.
Oh.
He was hired by a local radio station in Webster City, KQWC.
Oh, my gosh.
Radio Hill.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
Radio Hill.
And he made it up to the big time at CCO.
That's awesome.
Man, Radio Hill with Pat Powers and this dude.
You think Pat Powers was there at that time?
Yeah.
Probably.
1964.
I don't think he's... No.
It's close.
He hasn't been there that long. He's been there since like the 80s.
About 3 years difference, I think.
64, he was there like 20
years. He's been
years
there 45
earlier.
Years.
45 years.
Double P has.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't been there since that long.
Isn't that crazy?
That long ago. No.
Webster
that,
City.
That is. Well, but he... Well, where is the Brown Institute? Is it
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, Minneapolis. Yeah. Okay. KQWC.
At the Q was his first radio
gig. Was
that
Geo on the go back then?
Geo was there, yeah, in his Chevette.
Chevy Chevette. It'll drive you happy.
Now they got a garage and they can't find the key.
I'll bet that Chevy Chevette's still in there.
Might be. It was baby blue.
Ooh.
Had a little antenna on the roof.
Nice. Big radio antenna, like a CB
bigger
antenna
than the
bouncing
car.
Around. With the big spring on the bottom.
So, that's pretty cool, man. I can't believe that.
Cool. That is cool.
Denny Long. We got to look him up someday because I'd like to know what he did at the Q. Maybe he mowed the yard or something.
Maybe. You never know. It's got a big yard.
Or he was the sports director with Lynn Anderson or somebody.
Lynn Anderson.
Oh, wow. More than 55 years at CCO. Man, that's just unreal.
Well, congratulations to him.
I didn't know he worked at the Q.
Moving on to bigger and better things.
My brother had the Q on in the old shed.
He did.
Listening to the Q. I said, better listen to that. It might be going away. You know?
You might want to listen to that as long as you can because there's going to be some big changes down
maybe.
The road.
Maybe.
Well, maybe not.
So he went from the Q to CCO in 1971.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's before Pat Powers was at the Q.
He had his own room for... Sleeping, too, it says.
Well, everyone has to have their own room.
Their personal sleeping room. Oh, man. So, hello to Doppler Dave. He's been out of town.
Oh, has he?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
I figured that out yesterday when we were talking.
Oh.
He sent us a couple things.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, you didn't listen to it?
No, I have not. I've been working on picking up the tempo on some of the cuts that
the
we
tempo,
got yesterday.
Cool edit tempo.
Yes. I'm using Audacity to increase the tempo. I don't want it to sound like the Chipmunks, but I want it to sound. I want it to have a better flow, so I'm doing that.
From News Channel 11, KCBD and Abner are rusty today.
Ooh, little Abner.
30% chance of rain in the Hub City today.
30%.
95 in Lubbock tomorrow, 97 Sunday, 95 Monday.
Is it going to be cloudy all day, or is it just this morning?
I think it's going to be a little overcast.
Because it's pretty cloudy out there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be overcast.
But it's 74 degrees.
The thing was, it started off at 67 this morning.
That's pretty warm.
Then it went up to 69 on a flip of a switch.
Really? Well, yeah. It's 74 now, so... Yeah, it's going to be a muggy day.
It says 70 on my thermometer over here.
This one says 74 up here.
Yeah. I'll go with 70.
Hmm.
That feels better.
Yeah, it sounds better.
Feels better, sounds better. We really haven't had any real hot weather for more than 2 or 3 days.
No, probably not.
I found me a zero-turn John Deere mower in Canyon for sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's got front-end weights.
Hmm.
So you don't do any wheelies.
Oh, wheelies.
Seriously. Because if you put, the levers up ahead, it'll pop up in the air.
That's true. That will happen on it.
I've never seen it with
weights on the front. Well, I guess it depends on who's driving it.
$1,500 or best offer, gently broken, it says.
Oh, gently broken.
Looks broken to me.
Hmm. But not gently.
No, I don't think it's gently. So, you know how that goes. So today it's only going to be 82.
Oh, really? That's cooler than yesterday.
Southwest winds at 10 to 20, 93 tomorrow, 96 on Sunday, 95 on Monday.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So any more chances of rain and storms after today?
Next Wednesday it says a 70% chance.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay.
Yep. Next Wednesday is high 78.
Hmm.
The Rangers lose to the Astros 5-1.
I know. And Josh Young is the only one who scored.
He didn't did anything.
Yeah.
Nobody else did nothing.
Nothing.
5-1. The Rangers are 25-31. The Astros are 26-32.
Hmm.
So the Rangers play the Royals tonight at 7:05 and tomorrow afternoon at 3:05.
And they are still at home.
They're still at home.
Yes, this is a long stretch of this is their home stand.
They're home next week, too.
And then next weekend they'll also be there. It'll be affiliate day on Saturday.
Don't take all the M&Ms.
But they're not doing anything fun this year.
They're
like,
not?
No, they did the Boomstick Challenge last year. They're not doing anything this year.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I guess they decided it wasn't
all that great.
I guess the
talent was bad.
Only one person volunteered for the Boomstick Challenge, and that was you.
The ratings went down after that.
You know, we never got a link to watch that.
Nope.
Because they aired it later than it was filmed,
and
we never had a chance to watch it.
Nope.
I wonder why.
They probably just threw it in the trash.
Probably.
They said, okay, we're not going to do that again.
Those radio people, they're no fun anyway. Okay, thanks for tuning in, Todd Nancy, in the morning in the AgriPlex Report. We really do appreciate you listening every day. Stay tuned. We do have market reports at the top of the hour all throughout the day until the closing markets come on at 3:30. We have ag news, weather, great country music, market reports right here. The best station in the panhandle. We know it. You know it. Lock it in. We're done for today, and we'll be back next week.